This is the 77 WABC Entertainment Report, sponsored by Quote Cowboy. Now, here's Lauren Conlon.
Hey, Sid. So you could be missing out on Medicare benefits. So call 1-844-753-SAVE.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Lauren Conlon is here.
Hey, Bernie.
Every Friday.
Lauren.
She comes out with her podcast. It's a great entertainment podcast. Red Carpet Rendezvous every Wednesday. And there's been one story this week that has been the story. Turns out back in February, I guess, A-Rod started messing with this girl from Southern Charm. What is her name again?
Madison.
Yes, Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And about that same time, Ben Affleck started reaching out to Jennifer Lopez. Now, we found out a couple of weeks ago that this was platonic. There was no sex involved despite their history before. Now, this week, it's kind of gone to the next level. And even folks like Matt Damon are out there publicly supporting the return
of Bennifer. Isn't that funny? And now, I just want to preface with, I know there's a lot of things going on in the world right now, right? People are dying. Things are happening. But let's just take a break and talk about things that don't matter, like Bennifer, right?
Let's just do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a break. So this made me laugh so hard when A-Rod was approached to, you know, they said, hey, what do you think about Bennifer? And he said, go Yankees.
Now,
that is throwing so much shade. And you guys know why, right?
Oh, the big Red Sox fans.
Ben Affleck is the biggest Red Sox fan.
Well, Damon is. Him and Damon.
Yes, together, right? Totally.
Right.
But that was his way of being like, F you,
that's where I met
Ben
him,
Affleck.
I met Ben Affleck and Matt Damon at the All-Star game in Boston in 1999. That's where I met those guys.
Yeah, so, they're great guys. Yeah. I like Ben Affleck. I know he has his issues, but we all have our issues,
he's a
right?
Jerk.
So it's okay. Well, why is he a jerk, Sidney?
He's a jerk. God.
Well, his ancestors owned about 160 slaves.
Well, let's start right there.
Let's start right there.
Wait, is that public knowledge?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes,
okay.
What he did to Jennifer Garner and his stupid...
That too.
His flights with Tom Brady bragging about... I mean, he's just a complete jerk.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to fault him for what his ancestors did. That sucks, but I'm not going to fault him for that.
No, they did.
They're pretty bad people, right? But I don't think of him as being a super bad person. But the Bennifer thing made me laugh. I kind of was like, Jenny from the block, slow down.
So the truth is that it's not platonic. Those two they dove right back where they were years ago, right?
They did. I mean, they went on vacation to Montana together.
Oh.
If that's not diving back in, I don't know what is.
Listen, I know A-Rod's going to be fine. He's no problem. But I understand he was a little upset about this. So
if he was, then I
like Ben Affleck today.
You know
just,
what
just
it is
for,
to me?
Just for this morning.
I think that's embarrassing. If that was me and my ex moved on that quickly, I would be extremely embarrassed.
Well, yeah, but she was humiliated by A-Rod, of course, as we started the segment with. So
right, and that's a good point. So I guess on all sides, it's embarrassing. However, come on, honey, it's A-Rod. You knew what you were getting into.
Of course,
so
that's right.
A-Rod, it's like,
please.
I mean, yeah, she's been around the
he's
block.
He's another
too.
One. Right,
she
he's
knows.
Just like Ben Affleck, he's screwed every woman he's ever been with. Other big story. I talked about Wendy Williams moments ago. I'll make my debut on Wendy Williams next week, which is a great daytime talk show.
Yeah, but it's so entertaining.
That's great. She's the best, Wendy. But there's a big daytime talk show in the news this week,
and that is
Ellen DeGeneres. Mm-hmm. She announced it's no longer a challenge.
Bye.
I didn't realize that hosting talk shows, whether it's Kelly Clarkson or Wendy, was about being challenged. I thought it was about having fun.
You know, it's I think it's a little bit of both. Well, that made me laugh because I was like, oh, really, Ellen? It's not challenging? No, girl. You're canceled. No one likes you anymore. You ruined it for yourself. So the challenge part, sure, interviewing Jessica Simpson when she's drunk on national TV, live television, sure, that could be a challenge, I guess. But, you know, I think, Ellen, it's challenging for you to build your reputation back.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember peak quarantine
when
Ellen was crying from her mansion saying,
yes,
this feels like a prison.
Yes.
I feel like I'm in jail. And everybody's like, seriously?
You know what?
Like,
she's pathetic.
Bernie
yeah.
hates when she dances. He doesn't like it.
I can't stand it. But either way, she was on the Today Show yesterday. She's horrible.
I think she's horrible, too.
Cut straight.
And I'm very, yeah.
Sit down on the couch and start the show, please. I'm begging you. But anyway, she on the Today Show yesterday, she blamed the misogynistic press. And why not throw in homophobic while you're at it? I mean, all these cards that they throw around, you were just busted, stone cold busted. The Queen of Nice, just like Rosie O'Donnell, by the way.
Yeah.
She used to be the Queen of Nice. Turned out she's the most vitriolic, nasty woman.
The Queen of Mean.
And the same thing with Ellen, yeah.
Yeah, I found that to be surprising that Ellen could actually throw blame like that, because it's true. You were outed, Ellen, as the meanest boss in the world. You are meaner than Ebenezer Scrooge, and that's that. And now everyone knows.
Yeah, meaner than Imus. Actually, that was the quote in the paper. You're meaner than Imus.
Yeah.
Was that in the paper?
No, I'm kidding.
That's great.
Now, the last big story, we covered Bennifer. We covered Ellen DeGeneres. Again, catch Lauren Conlon, Red Carpet Rendezvous, every Wednesday.
Yes, every
Who do you
Wednesday.
Have on this week,
So I have Holt McCallany. He is a sexy actor. Yeah, let me tell you guys.
Calm down.
He is 56
fine.
Years old. He looks amazing.
He's
Are you
fine.
Kidding?
Okay, he looks guys. Amazing for that age, but he's not sexy.
Fine, Sid
he's
says.
Okay.
I like him. I loved him on the show Mindhunter. He played Bill Tench. It's
he
on
was
Netflix.
Great.
He's incredible.
Yes.
And he's in the new Jason Statham movie, Wrath of Man.
Right,
so that's out now.
Yeah.
Holt is great.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
There you go.
What happened?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, before we go, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yeah.
Is in the news. She's been, products have been taken out of Target.
Yeah, her cookware line.
Her cookware. Mm. Chrissy Teigen, she's the wife of John Legend.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a big mouth. She's got a big mouth that she needs to shut.
She's a racist.
She's a lot
racist.
Of things. I am a very nice person. I don't like to talk bad about anybody.
Just say it. She's a racist.
Yeah, well, I think she's a really nasty person. And she publicly tweeted at Courtney Sodden, the singer. She basically told her that she should kill herself.
What?
Said really horrible cyberbullying comments.
A 16-year-old?
I'm not sure exactly how old she is, but
yeah,
she's young. Yeah. But
how dare you?
Yeah. Well, I love these sound effects right now. I feel very special. But yeah. So Courtney's like, that's cool, Chrissy. I don't buy your apology. You're just trying to get your stuff back into Target. So
I
kind of agree with that. Her publicist was like, yeah, you got to apologize.
And she has a history of it. She's told other women to kill themselves.
She's nasty.
She told Sarah Palin to shoot herself in the face.
Yeah.
She's a nasty, nasty person.
She suggested that Lady Gaga is not a woman. She fat shamed Mariah Carey when Mariah was pregnant, stuff like that.
I mean, it's terrible.
She's
gross.
She's worse than Ellen.
She's not nice. I agree.
Last one, the Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess Tom Cruise gave his back.
You know, this is interesting to me, because did you guys know that the Golden Globes paid NBC $60 million to air this?
Yes.
Okay. So the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, they've had time. Okay. It came out, you know, months ago when there was not one person of color. That's a member out of 87. They had time to make these changes, right?
They didn't
so
do it.
They haven't done anything.
And
so
also,
NBC,
you told me that Scarlett Johansson said that they were inappropriate with her.
Yes, she said all of the press conferences she does, they are so inappropriate. They ask misogynistic questions. They are, you know, borderline sexual harassment. And people just don't want to be associated with this anymore. And I don't know if you guys saw the Golden Globes. They were terrible this year. I mean, they looked very, very bootleg. So Tom Cruise giving his back, that's a publicity thing. He's not even relevant, I feel like. So that's just him being like, hey, remember me.
Newsflash, for all the talk that America is such a racist country and all that, that frankly, those lies, the rest of the world, you ain't seen nothing in America if you go around the globe.
No racism
and misogynism and all the sexism and all that stuff.
Oh, it's 10 times worse.
Oh, no, you're right. In different countries, it's incredibly worse. I mean, I would...
Gays, they throw gays off the roof in these countries. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, well, you were great today.
Well, thank you
Can't
so
wait
much.
For Red Carpet Rendezvous.
Have you been watching? So
have you been watching my friend Ebony Williams on The Housewives of New York City?
No, I didn't get to watch this week.
Check it out. Well, it's 2 weeks now you're behind now. So.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the finale of New Jersey?
Listen, I'm not sad about it. So, well, New Jersey I watch because of my friend D, but that's it. But no, New York I'm not sad about. Those ladies,
I only
not
watched,
my bag.
I watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta exclusively.
That's it. Well, they're all black, so, because you're woke.
No, because I'm like Robert De Niro.
That's right. Oh, actually, talking about that show, Portia is in big trouble on that show. She has some type of very, very controversial love affair. She used to be married to Cordell Stewart, the gay quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The gay quarterback she was married to?
Well, allegedly. He was caught. He was caught in Shenley Park in Pittsburgh with a man. That's the urban legend.
Oh, so he who's without sin cast the first.
That's what I'm trying
to say. But go ahead.
Wait, with a man?
Yes.
Wait,
so,
that's...
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Kind of.
When he was a quarterback,
you did. Oh, no, you did.
Ooh, yeah. I like that, actually. I like him more, I think.
Yeah, but supposedly Portia's got some relationship. She was on Wendy Williams, actually, a couple of days ago. That story. So, anyways, a lot going on at the house.
Wait, so can I just ask, are you actually a Robert De Niro, Bernie? You actually, that's your thing?
No, he's lying.
Oh, okay. No, no, I was no, like,
wait,
oh.
Wait, whoa.
You're married to a white Irish chick. It's Goya and the chicks as it gets. What? What, you married to Naomi Campbell?
How long do you know me?
What?
I'm not married to an Irish girl. How long have
Italian,
you
Italian, I mean, excuse me.
You know, you listen.
German, Polish?
We'll talk. Black.
Okay, we'll talk. I just, yeah. I need to know this about you. I didn't realize this.
I grew up in the hood.
Okay.
Will you stop?
Well, okay.
You got it.
See, I can't tell if he's messing with me or not. No, that's the thing.
He grew up in the hood, and he's never had a black girlfriend. He didn't marry a black girl.
That's a total lie. You have no idea.
But you've laid with them.
The fact is,
I don't know how to say it.
The answer is yes.
You guys, okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay, and are you saying that they are better?
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
Oh, because your wife is listening right now. So
no, I'm just saying I watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. Everybody take it easy.
I'm going to get you in trouble right now. Okay, we're done. So let me just tell you guys one more time. Quote, Cowboy, you could be missing out on Medicare benefits. So call 1-844-753-SAVE if you think you are missing out.
Thank you, Lauren. That was great.